call on you. We'll start off with Steve Gilbert.
Hey, Merrill. Just wondering if you can shed any light as to what's been going on with you for the last few days.
I'm not going to really be able to give you guys much. As you guys have probably deduced or figured out, just kind of got caught up in a protocol issue. Just needed a couple days to kind of iron itself out. But the point is that it's done with. I'm going to make my start tomorrow. And that's really what matters to me. And that's really what's on my mind, is kind of just moving on from the last couple days. Miami didn't go well for me or for the team. So I'm looking forward to get back out there. I'm happy to be back with the guys, happy to be back with the team. And my focus is definitely moving forward and focusing on tomorrow's game.
What were you doing in Miami, Merrill?
I was hanging out. wasn't with the team Tuesday and Wednesday, and then rejoined them on Thursday. Other than that, I was just at the hotel.
Were you wondering if you were going to have to find different plans to get home or what was going to happen?
No, from what was being described to me, if everything went according to plan, that I'd be back on Thursday and then reactivate it today and make my start tomorrow.
Jack Summers.
Merrill, you've had your biggest success when you came out and were aggressive from the get-go, just attacking the strike zone, attacking the hitters, letting chips fall where they may, so to speak. How do you get into that kind of a mindset, and what causes you to sometimes fall out of that?
Ooh, that's a good question. I try to take that mindset every game. I think a lot of that comes from just preparation. I think confidence in this game, a lot comes from preparation. I think if you put the work in between starts, then my mind is pretty clear going into each and every start. I think sometimes in this game, we all can lose confidence at some point or another, when things aren't going as well. I've tried to learn from those instances, and I've tried to implement things to snap me out of the act quicker. Went through a little skid in 2019, really tried to use that as learning experience and kind of recognize when I'm going down that rabbit hole, and really just trying my best to focus on what's ahead of me, what's in the present, rather than what's happened before.
Nate Picoro.
Merrill, were you able to throw a bullpen between starts?
I was. I went into the field early, kind of before everybody got there. I was able to get my work in. So I feel fine. I feel ready to go for tomorrow.
What day did you do that? Was that Wednesday then, probably?
Yes.
Steve Gilbert.
Hey, Merrill, did you happen to get vaccinated? And do you know if you guys are close to kind of reaching that 85% threshold?
I have not gotten the vaccination. And to be honest with you, I'm not sure numbers-wise where we're at as far as getting to that 85 mark.
Anyone else, guys, for Merrill? All right. Thanks, Merrill.
Yeah, appreciate
you
guys.
See you in a bit with
Merrill. Thanks, Merrill.